Hey, pal. Guess I should have expected this
pretty much within the year frame of you leaving that it was going to be a fair amount of pain to deal with over this year. But I'll tell you what, Miles' fits of late, he just sucked the absolute life out of me. It's just grueling, utterly and completely grueling. It's so grueling I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to put the energy out there. Like with so many little things, it can be difficult. It's like almost talking about it does nothing. It made me wonder why I even talk about it. We have to change and switch things up, I think, so much to accommodate the changes. But I tell you what, this last fit realm has been one that has rivaled that realm that he was in over winter break recently, and it's ugly. It's a volcanic eruption of psychological torment, and I'd love nothing more than that episode to fold up and go away where it came from. But also, I'm thinking about this time last year, where we were with the timeline with you. If you were here a year ago, it was weird. But I think we were approaching that Sunday that we went up to the nursing home and brought you that bag of peaches, which was awesome. And this year we're not going to have any peaches to show for. The tree in the backyard, which was really bare of the fruit, has no fruit this year because of the, I'm sure it's because of the cold snap that came through and zapped everything. I mean, it was on its way. The front yard has peaches, but they're not really coming in well. If it wasn't for us being, if it wasn't for the park to play baseball, our fruit selection would be pretty putrid. The grapes should be okay, though. I think we'll be all right along those fronts. But anyway, it's almost been a year, and Mom seems like she's taking it pretty hard. Not really digging it at all. I think the shock has worn away and the reality is settling in more and more. And I gotta tell you, sometimes I wish you would have tried harder. And I know it's all over with. The book has been written, but all those years we were hopeful that you would go and get on a diet or do something. It just was way too soon. But you chose the way you chose, and that's where we're at. And that's what we gotta respect and go along with. But I guess it only makes me want to push harder to not get to a point where, I don't know, you're so enclosed in by your physicality that you just can't look back. But I know there were a lot of things that you just weren't in control of either. I mean, I can't imagine being at the diabetic level you were and all that stuff. And I guess more than anything else, it's not a question of exactly what you did, but just wishing you were around a little longer. But it wasn't meant to be. Just wasn't meant to be. There's a lot of things that I wish would last a little longer in this reality, but it's just not written in the cards. Like, I wish Austin would have been around a little longer. But it wasn't in the cards. There was a time for him was January 31st, and for you it was August 31st, and that's just it. There's no other way around it. So we move forward. At any rate, rainy Tuesday morning. I might go down to the city tonight and see my friend John Yeager play a show. All depends on how I feel. I've gotten to the point where the thought of going into the city to get immersed in a bar is about as exciting as, I don't know, something not pleasant. But we'll see. We'll see how we feel. So many things have changed. Used to be, that's all I wanted to do is go sit down and watch a good band play in a bar, and yeah, my interest in that's just gone. So I think I'm going to interview this Zev Shevitz guy today that wrote this baseball book, which is a really good book, and get to the bottom of things and put an end to the the doppelganger confusion. And kind of honor him for him sending me out this book. So, other than that, we're going to move forward like rock stars. Last night, by the way, last thing, old Miles Boy ended his run with the Special Olympics and got a nice little award. The most playful. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool award. So, frame that, get that up on his wall. But he had a good time. It was fun. It was really fun. Oh, the birds on the My Dentist sign. All right. That's my story this morning, pal. The day after the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. Sign off.